Unlike most Miami fans, I'm not a fair weather fan, nor is my mother.
For Donna Glendinning and her mother, Eloise Card, if there's a Marlins game on, they know exactly where they'll be.
In two different living rooms, 34 miles apart, with their phones pressed to their ears.
It's always the same. The first thing she'll say is, well, let's see how they're going to do tonight.
It started 4 years ago.
We would just call each other back and forth about the game, and then all of a sudden we just started listening, you know, talking to each other through the whole game and cheering our team on.
And they haven't missed a game since. Eloise is 91. She lives in South Miami. She loves football, fishing, and baseball.
Ah, good way to go. Strikeout.
Donna is 66. She lives in Fort Lauderdale.
That's the way to go. Get a hit. They've got very young players, but extremely talented players.
Their favorites are Giancarlo Stanton, Adani Echevarria, and Jose Fernandez.
Way to go, Jose! Get it, Stanton. Get it. Got it! Who was that, Echevarria? Yeah. He is fantastic at shortstop.
Donna and Eloise have never actually seen a game together at the stadium.
Donna's been trying and trying to convince her mom to let her take her to Marlins Park.
She's 91, and I don't know how many more seasons she'll be around. My mother doesn't want to go. I want her to go to a game, but I just have to be a little more forceful.
I guess because I'm old, and it's easier to sit here.
Well, and as she sits there, she's got her laptop open, obsessing over the numbers.
He's got 56 pitches, and 75 is par for five innings.
I've always said to her she would have made a great scorekeeper because she loves stats.
All that time on the phone, all those games, it's made Donna and Eloise a lot closer. They don't get to see each other as much as they'd like.
Donna needs an oxygen tank. She has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, so it's not easy for either one of them to get around.
We always talk every day. We talk in the daytime, too, not just the baseball.
When Donna was growing up, their family didn't say, I love you, very often.
I knew she loved us dearly, but she said that's how she was brought up.
But now?
Whenever we say goodnight, it's always goodnight, I love you. It's just how a mother-daughter relationship should be.
Boy, that was a fantastic inning. Yeah.
And they'll be saying it every game, over 600 games and counting. I'm Patience Hagen.
And I'm Lance Dixon in Miami.